red shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
All right, Paul stated, and we're going to start chapter 2, verse 1, but to back up to the remaining two verses in chapter 1 of the book of Colossians, Paul stated his desire to bring every man to maturity, to perfection, maturity, teleos, and to do so by the teachings and the warnings of the Word of God. Using the Word of God, he would, and it was his understanding that if he could put the men and women under the ministry of the Word, if they would get under the Word, and he would teach and he would warn from the Word of God, then they would grow into maturity as believers. He knew that many false teachers and many false doctrines would seek them out to deceive them and to draw them away from the truth. He knew that. He warned the church in Ephesus about that in Acts 20, verse 32. He warned them about that, that as soon as he left the city, that there would be many who would try to come in and deceive them and undo what he did and unteach what he taught and bring in legalisms and all kinds of things. So he knew that was coming, and that, of course, is the work of the devil behind the scenes to undermine the work of truth. So he knew that, and so he knew his great desire for the Colossians, especially since he heard that they were under attack by the Gnostic faith, which we said was the mystery religion, the mystic of knowledge is your way to heaven, and also the Judaizers, the legalistic faith. So he knew that the grace message was under attack. And his great desire for them is that there would be teaching that brought them to maturity as believers. And they would not be, as it says in Ephesians 4:14, that they should no longer be children or immature, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. If they're still immature, then they're going to be tossed to and fro and carried by every wind of doctrine, every new thing that comes down the pike. That would affect them and cause them to believe things that were not true, that were not accurate, that were not biblically sound. And that is the result of being immature. You end up buying into a lot of things that are not biblically sound, but they sound good. They're presented well. They may be presented with a charismatic type of a leader, or they may be presented with great skill in oration, in being able to speak, but they are not true. They are not biblically sound. He says that they become tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plans. So these false teachers use their skills, their craft, to convince people about things that are not true, and they do it to their own gain and to their own increasing of their own wealth, usually. Usually it has something to do with money. Most often it has something to do with money. And so that's what Paul warned them in Acts chapter 20, that this would take place. He said, and even amongst yourselves, there will be those that will rise up and try to use their skills to lead people away from the body and get their own little group started so that they can benefit from it themselves, personal benefit. So he knew this would take place. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1, the Spirit expressly says that in the latter days some will depart from the faith. And how will that happen? The latter part of the verse, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. They will depart from the faith because they will listen to, they will give heed, means they're going to be listening to, seducing spirits, deceiving spirits, and doctrines of devils or demons. So false teachers and false teaching, while allowing a religious experience, false teaching does allow you to have a religious experience. But unfortunately, because it is false teaching, it is not anointed and it does not have the Holy Spirit in it, even though it sounds pretty good. And knowledge can puff up and knowledge can tickle and stimulate people. But it distorts the concept of God. It robs us of our potential and misleads us as to God's plan and purpose for our life. I talked to a fellow not too long ago on the phone, and his concept of what God's purpose for in life is to make him rich. That was God's plan and purpose for life, is to make me rich, to give me everything I want. His plan, his whole concept of God has been distorted. He doesn't have the right premise anymore, and so he doesn't know what God's purpose is and plan is for his own life. He thinks it's to make him rich. And that's what happens. False teaching comes in, and it sounds good, and it's exciting, and it continues to offer a religious experience with it. But it is false truth, which is kind of a difference in words, pseudo-truth, false truth. It's not real truth. But false truth never sets you free from your old sin nature. Only anointed truth, in Isaiah chapter 11, only the anointing can break the yoke of bondage. And error that's presented as truth, but it's error, it's wrong, it's error, is never anointed. The Holy Spirit does not put an anointing on error. So if it's being taught and it's not truth, then it never sets you free from the old sin nature. Rather, it stimulates it, seducing spirits, stimulates, lures it, attracts it. In verse 29, Paul worked, we were told in chapter 1, Paul worked to the point of exhaustion. He worked very, very hard for the purpose of what? Teaching and warning and teaching and warning and teaching and warning, because he was trying to mature people in the faith to stand against the tide of false teachers and false doctrines that were coming against them. And this is back in the first century. It's now the 21st century, and things have not gotten any better. So Paul worked very hard until he was exhausted in order to equip the saints, equip the believers, so that they would be able to stand fast with the message of grace, with the finished work truth that they had been given. To stand fast in what has been given to them, what has been deposited in their hearts, and they had to stand fast and not be moved away from it with seducing spirits and doctrines of devils that are going to come against them from all different places. So he worked until he was exhausted in order to equip the believers, in order to teach and teach and teach, to equip believers to stand fast. And he explains to us he did it with an energy, an energeo, an energy that was derived from God's own divine dunamis. The dunamis is the miracle-working power of God. So the energy came from God's power, not from his own flesh. It wasn't human effort. It was divine power that was communicated to him and gave him a divine energy. And he worked hard, and he became physically exhausted, not emotionally, not spiritually, not mentally exhausted, but physically exhausted in his toil. But certainly not mentally and emotionally exhausted. He did not burn out, which would happen if he was toiling in the flesh. He would become mentally exhausted and emotionally exhausted. He would burn out. But he did not strive in the flesh. Instead, he was striving through the Spirit, and he was not burnt out, only physically tired. We know that in Isaiah 40:31, everybody knows this verse, that those who wait on the Lord, which also has the indication those who serve the Lord, because your waiter is also your server. Your server tonight will be so-and-so, and they're your waiter or your waitress. The waiter, the person who waits, is the person who serves. Those who serve the Lord shall renew their strength. They mount up with wings as eagles. They run, they're not weary. They walk, and they don't faint. So that doesn't tell us that they're going to burn out because they work hard for the Lord. It tells us that they serve the Lord, and in serving the Lord, they mount up with wings as eagles. They're overcomers, and they do it without striving, because, you know, eagles soar. They don't beat their wings to death. So they're overcomers, and they run, and they don't get weary, and they walk, and they don't faint. They don't have mental or emotional or spiritual burnout, only physical tiredness. So with that in mind, we jump into Colossians chapter 2, verse 1. For I want you to know what a great conflict or burden I have for you and to those who are in Laodicea, and for as many who have not seen my face in the flesh. So Paul's conflict, or Paul's burden here in verse 1, was that he never visited the cities, the towns, the villages in Lycus Valley, where Colossae was, where Laodicea was, and where several others were. He had never been to that part of the world. He had never spent any time there. He had never had any conferences there or done any Bible Institute programs there. These people were taught by others who he had taught, but he himself personally had not been there. And so he had a great conflict. Because why? Because he wants them to be mature. Because false doctrines and false teachers are piling up against them. So they were under attack, and he was in great burden for that, great personal conflict over the fact that he had never been there, and they were under the gun now, so to speak, and his heart was in great conflict for them, and greatly burdened for them. They're under attack, and all he can do is pray at this point, since he's in jail in Rome. He's in jail, so he can't do much, but he can pray. So the attack, of course, against them is in hearing.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug out.